welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, a little bit of fun with Seth Cook of Wood Mike's Brewing of Brookings, Beer Fun Facts Revisited. I make no guarantees regarding the veracity of the following statements.
I'll kick it off. This is a fun fact I know you know. The oldest known recipe for a beer is a 4,000-year-old beer made by the Sumerians.
And that predates wine by a long ways. Like, way before wine, they had beer not only written about, but actually found remnants of beer in some of the clay pottery.
They're even speculating, some paleontologists, that Neanderthals may have made beer because they're finding evidence of grains.
Well, I can confirm that. You ever seen some of the guys that brew in this? No, I'm just kidding.
That was way too easy. See, I just
it's
set
the,
you
it's
up.
The bearded men.
Yep.
And women, actually, before they were men. Before they were men, before it was men, it's actually the brewers were brewsters. Mm-hmm. It was actually very traditional to have women brew beer. And this was up until almost the Industrial Revolution, maybe a little bit before, but certainly before the Middle Ages, brewing beer and the production of foodstuff was generally considered women's work, and hence the brewsters.
Frosty glasses not only suck, they'll cause your beer to foam.
So I've always said frosted glasses, like, oh, a frosted mug. And I said, where's that? You know, frost has to have some liquid outside of it.
I knew you'd use this.
And the liquid has to come from somewhere. That has to come from the atmosphere. So that's just people's heavy breathing. If you want me to heavy breathe and freeze your glass, that's okay.
Just say no to frosty glasses, please.
So fun thing, the Vikings actually believed that when they died, a giant goat would be waiting for them. Valhalla had a goat. That's not interesting. The interesting part is they actually believed that the goat's udders had an unending supply of beer, so that when you enter Valhalla, goat's milk is no longer goat's milk. It is now just beer.
I have so many jokes. I'm using none of them. Ethanol, the intoxicant in beer, is a powerful antiseptic, but contrary to legend, it's not a good cold remedy. For alcohol to kill germs, the level in your blood would have to be 60%.
Okay, yeah, we don't
you'd
want that.
Dead. Yeah, you'd be under.
The other fun fact is that people think hops are medicinal, and they are, but the level of hop oils and other things that you would have to ingest in beer in order to get the medicinal qualities of the hops would be strongly offset by the everything else you are going to have to consume.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller is on the way.
Oh, when I'm lonely, when I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller and Beer Fun Facts with Seth Cook of Wood Mike's Brewing in Brookings. We kick off part two with the possible connection between brewing and witches.
There was a belief that the witches actually had an association with brewing.
Well, and think about it. What were witches doing in myth and tales? They're sitting around the big pot adding mysterious ingredients. What do you do when you make beer? You're standing around the big pot adding mysterious ingredients.
One of the things that they said is that the witch's hat, the tall hat, was so that they could pick out the ale wives in the market. And also that there was a tradition that when the brewing was happening, brooms were hung above the doorway to signify that it was part of it was a brew day. So that was some of the association. So there you go, the witching hour.
See, witches are a good thing. Beer stored in darker bottles is better. The worst are clear bottles, green slightly better, which is interesting because in many areas, the green bottle is the premium beer.
Right.
But all it is skunked faster.
So skunk is that flavor. It's called light struck, and that's exactly what happens. When light comes through that bottle, it breaks down some of the elements of beer to actually cause that skunk flavor.
It's not good.
So there you go. Try to get your beer in brown bottles or try to get it on draft. That's probably the best experience. This one I haven't done, but I've heard of. You can actually use beer as a conditioner. Apparently, good quality brews will leave your locks silky and soft. I don't ever get long enough hair to worry about how my locks
don't
are.
Don't you notice my silky smooth locks? I say as I caress my bald head.
So neither of us can speak to this in its entirety, but I've heard that you can make beer conditioner.
Okay, this one really says more about the ants than the beer. But John Lubbock was an 18th century naturalist who studied the behavior of drunken ants.
Okay.
That he got boozed up on beer. The wandering insects, if they stumbled upon a sober comrade, no problem. If they came across a drunken one, they carried them home.
Really?
If it was a stranger, get out of here. They tossed the drunk strangers, the ones they knew, they carried them home and put them to bed.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
And some things are nature and some things are nurture.
I don't have proof of that, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I like the story, though. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.